My great one, what is the art of living that is part of your mission?
Art of living is to be in the world but not of it. And having different method and practices that can make that your experience. By being completely lubricated and not allowing things to sit and cloud our way of thinking and the way of our being. So there are many, many ways that has been given to me that will make people right away to see the simplicity of who they are, and then it's up to them to continue or just turn their back and continue in the life of misery and Maya.
You often say, follow the path of your heart. What does that mean?
That means not this, not that. The path of heart is a middle path, which means that the duality is already being seen and recognized, the duality already being dismissed and discarded, and where I would call your standing on the wall, not this side of the wall nor that side of the wall. What is the best way to get rid of body consciousness? The practice of service, extraordinary love for truth, and then listening to the wisdom, then saturating the wisdom with love, then dedicating yourself to wisdom, then living by the wisdom, and then experiencing it and being convinced with it and living it. Satyamjuna, how can we receive your grace and benefit from that? Your love. Mm-hmm. Only on I'm only asking for all of your heart. Because if you give me half of your heart, I will give you half of mine. If you look into my eyes, I look into your eyes. If you turn your back to me, you will see the shadow in front of you. So it all depends in your heart how much you want to give to Satyam, that formless, unindividualized Satyam in form. And this would be the result of your effort.
What does self-connected person mean?
How do you know? Yeah. You don't know. And just as well not know. When you don't know, you probably are connected. It's nothing to know. It's elimination of what you know that makes you connected to the self, not knowing the self. The mistake that people make is they're looking for the self. The self is ridiculous to look for. What we need to look for is to get rid of what we already see, taste, touch as being real. And a self-realized person is just is, without knowing that is or is not. You can know it, that person, by the things, the power of truth they have, and by their humbleness in their greatness. How can people, my most precious, be in tune with Satyam? By having their eyes completely saturated in that silence, the inner eye. By absolutely putting the priority in their life, the accomplishment of a staying where it's unmoved, untouched, and unexplainable. Often, we get to the top of the mountain when most precious, but with worldly matters, we get pulled down. How do you fly up from the top of the mountain without getting pulled down? In the beginning, in the middle, until the last drop is impossible. Is the nature of it to go up and then come down, and this is actually one of the greatest steps in the self-realization, because as soon as you get up and you think this is it, it will push you down. And by every push, who you are not gets knocked out more and more. I had times where as soon as I would stand up, there would be an invisible hand to put me right on my face on the ground. And that the temporariness of this height made me not even care that I'm up or down and what kind of experiences I have. I begin to not make a big deal about anything except just to be and allow the doing its job.